location of one area of the body. And it suggests in one area the possibility of closing the generation gap. Now, in order to do that myself, what would you suggest for young people to begin to read, and what are the things that you think the elderly citizens should read?
First of all, I'd like to throw the question back to you and ask you to define what you mean by the generation gap.
Perhaps we should let consult and Francis Brown, who is the California Legislative Council for Old Americans, be the man chickening out of that.
Okay. Of course, I say there is a generation gap because I don't have any of the young people. I think sit down and talk to them and everything. But there is a struggle going on between the elderly and the young, and it's the question of social security. The young have been given the idea that their thing now is used to, for the present ages. That's not so. First thing, and this threatens with the expiration of the social security. And that's not so. First thing, there is always a reserve. And we have people dying of the collapse of social security. And that goes into the reserve. As a matter of fact, at one time there was a rumor that Nixon was using the reserve to send whatever they did, weapons, you know, everything else to Vietnam. And when this was found out, of course, there were a lot of protests, and it seems that it's all paid back. There's something like between 44 million to 54 million there in the reserve. Now, there's a continuous flow. It is true that you are paying, and there is a continuous flow of money there. But it is also true that the elderly have paid for years. You see, both the employer and the employee pay Social Security. It's a 50-50 thing. So you must realize how much we have paid in. And none of us really get the full amount back because we don't live that long.
So that's why you're saying there is...
So in other words, you're being fooled. We're being divided. And there is bound to be a generation gap if the young things out the elderly rob them. But that's not true. So you must realize that we are your grandparents and we love you. You may not be directly related to me, but I love you as much as I do my own. And we want to build. My generation wants, we made a lousy job of this world for you. That's why we're working hard, because we want to be behind a much better world for you. But you have to help. You have to try to understand it. And you have to also try to understand the politicians, which are trying very hard to divide us. Only united can we get what's coming to us.
I think that, I really think that with this generation gap is not at all made by this feeling of the youngsters that they are up by the elderly. I think the generation gap is a mentality problem that starts from parents and is bouncing back from children. Is the fact that none of them, the children, not the parents, don't work hard enough to understand each other's needs and requirements and feelings. And I think that starts at home, not now, it's not a new thing came out because of Social Security benefits. I think it starts in the world started to turn around. The fact that parents and children don't work well enough to fill this gap. Older person feels, has certain standards of living and has certain ideas of life that build over the years he's lived on. certainly they expect a young person without the same experience to abide and behave accordingly to their own feelings, which doesn't work because the youngster doesn't have the same experience and even have the time to draw the conclusion.
Well, if you were leading the country in that area, you would really get better care
for them. Absolutely. I have a 27-year-old daughter, and we have an incredibly beautiful relationship. She's my friend, and I don't have anybody closer to me than my daughter is. But I didn't do it today, or I never did it, telling her it shouldn't be a generation gap and we should be the same. It starts from childhood, from birth, from the moment you start hugging your child, to understand when it's crying, to cry with him, to help him throughout, and to make him understand that you are not older and different. You are the same. It's just that you look different because it's different stages of your body changes, but you are the same people.
I would agree with some of it, but I think we have a different youth today. I'm much more intelligent youth. Wait a minute. Okay, I have raised a family too. I have educators in my family. I have artists in my family. I have grandchildren who agree with me and who are well organized in everything and make very good livings and everything, but they don't have a generation gap for the simple, not because I said anything to them or I had taught them or anything. The environment has a lot to do with it. But our youth is no longer a stay at home and the parents can't tell them anything. I have a daughter who is today 53 years old. From the time she started to get a higher education, she wanted to be on her own and get her own education without interference, and I let my children do it. I let them do it. They have to learn the same way as I did. You can't learn from Mama and Papa for all the advice and everything. You've got to have to do it. That's the only way you can become a what or a man is when you do it on your own. It is environment has a great deal to do with it. But the person the present situation in America is caused, the division is caused by money.
And with
a lack of jobs to everything else.
And with that, I'd like to. It sounds that our time is out, but even when you continue listening to KSLR, I'll continue rapping with Francis Brown. And we'd like to thank Francis, who is the coordinator of the California Legislative Council for Older Americans, Christian Volney, who is a skin care educator, who opened the first schools in the country for training skin care specialists. And where are you located here now in Danville?
Yes, it's a skin care salon. This is not a school where we tell people how to get more beautiful skin and we help them get it that way. It's a salon for skin care and it's in Danville in a new shopping center called The Village on Town and Country Road.
Hi, Marcel, where can we get the book, The Organic Gourmet?
Well, you can get the book in San Francisco at Tom's Natural Foods at 843 Clement Street, or it's sold direct at the Kofu Estate. The publisher is in Mill Valley by calling 388-1366. That's 388-1366. You can pick it up there, or they'll send it to your mail order.
All right, if you forget any of this information, feel free to call me here, Jeannie here at KSFO. Thank you for joining us tonight on Reaction.
KSFO in San Francisco.
This is KSFO News. Chicago transit officials are saying that human error was responsible for last night's elevated train collision. That accident killed 11 passengers and injured 200 others. About 47 are still in nearby hospitals. The accident occurred on a sharp curve of the L, causing two train cars to plunge 20 feet to the street below, Two other cars were left hanging over the edge after a westbound train slammed into the rear of another train. Transit Authority Chairman James McDonald talked to the motorman and says it appears that the train and equipment were safe.
As a result of conversations with him on a very brief basis and talking to the motorman of that train and to the